From newsounds.org, it's another remote edition of the Soundcheck podcast. I'm John Schaefer. The singer and songwriter Hannah Reid makes records under the name LaMelda, but her new album is called Hannah, and the whole idea of where Hannah Reid stops and LaMelda begins, well, something I can't quite figure out, but fortunately, Hannah Reid, LaMelda, is joining us today, and maybe she can shed a little light on the subject while she plays a few songs. Here she is to get us started with a short song called Wonder.
When you get it, give it all you got, you said. When you get it, give it all you got, you said. Wanna give up, wanna call it off, you said. Wonder when you'll get it, you'll get off, you said.
The song is called Wonder, a live remote performance by Hannah Reid, a.k.a. the band LaMelda. This is from the new LaMelda record, which is called Hannah. And Hannah, I have to say, it's a little disconcerting to watch you sing. And I'm sure someone has said this to you at some point along the way, because you're like a ventriloquist. Your mouth is hardly opening while you're singing. Where did you...
I don't know where that comes from. My first guess is that it comes from wanting to record myself really close to a microphone, and having the microphone pick up every tiny movement of my mouth has maybe trained me to stop moving my mouth. But that's just a guess. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that you're probably not a fan of this ASMR stuff, you know, where people...
I'm actually a big fan. I love it. I love it, but I'm very sensitive to it. So if it's there at all, it's the only thing I hear. You know what I mean?
So, Wonder is a good song to start with for a couple of reasons. It's one of a number of songs on the record, including the one you're going to do next, Tommy Dread, which on the album's kind of a rocker, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's, but in this kind of stripped down setting, we can hear that, you know, you have this kind of slow moving plaintive melody married to this kind of chugging guitar sound. And that sets up a curious kind of tension. Mm-hmm. And I guess I don't mean the song sounds tense, but just from a kind of technical musical standpoint, there is that tension of several different streams of motion going at very different speeds.
Totally, totally. And if you strip, you know, just the melody away from everything else going on, and that song Wonder, well, on the recording there's two drum kits, there's several guitars. There's a lot rhythmically happening, but if you just da 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 da, it like sounds kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you about this. The album title, I guess, is the way I'll get into this. It's called Hannah,
mm-hmm.
and you know there's a song called Hannah's Son, Hannah Happiest, Hannah Please, but there's also a song called It's Lamelda. So again, that tension of identity between you as Hannah and you as Lamelda. Can you unpack that a little for us?
Sure. I've thought a lot over the years about the tension between Lamelda and Hannah. I have an old friend who used to joke that Lamelda was actually my evil self for some reason. I guess with this record, I wanted to point at both things and declare basically that they're different, but that I, Hannah, am really personally responsible for Lamelda.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, as much as I think about it, I don't totally have it figured out.
That's kind of the impression I got, was that this, you know, that this was you kind of wrestling with these ideas of identity and perhaps maybe ideas of home, because as a touring musician, you would spend a lot of time as Lamelda on the road away from home. And a lot of these songs seem to present us with one entity or the other, either Hannah or Lamelda or both, kind of looking back at home.
Hmm.
Now Definitely. That you're stuck at home, does this seem quaint to you? Or, I mean, you know, is this still something that resonates?
It definitely still resonates. I think a lot about home and how it's tied up with both memory and also physical shelter. And as someone who has done a lot of traveling and touring, especially, I question a lot if I feel more attached to a home in my past, like, or memories, or if I feel more attached to a home like a physical place, shelter. But it definitely still is a question I ask myself all the time, even though I'm very much stuck in this little room right now.
In which you are playing some songs for us. Tommy Dread, the song you're going to do next, on the record is another one of those big, you know, it's a big event.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
It's also lyrically kind of interesting, and maybe for reasons we can get into in a couple of minutes, but let's hear Hannah Reed, who is the artist Lamelda. The new album is called Hannah. This song is on it, but here's a live performance of Tommy Dread.
What was it good for? Thank you.
Once again, we are listening to music from Lomelda, from her new album called Hannah. Lomelda is Hannah Reed, who joins us from, is it L.A. proper that you're quarantining in right now?
It is, yeah. I'm about a mile from the Staples Center.
Okay, so air quality is acceptable there? You're not too close to all the fires and stuff?
It's much better here than up north right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the song Tommy Dread, people who were listening carefully to Wonder and then listening carefully to Tommy Dread will have heard some lyrical phrases that recur in both songs. And this happens throughout the album Hannah, where little phrases or words kind of echo from one song to another. Mm-hmm. So for you, is this kind of is it like a concept album? Is this all one kind of interwoven set of lyrics?
I'd take it even a step further and say that pretty much all of my records are kind of talking to each other in that sense. And there are phrases from past records that recur even on this record. But that's not out of intent to promote a concept. It's more, it just happens because everything on this record was written pretty close together. More close together than any of my other records, which are usually just scattered phrases pieced together over the course of years. But this one, fully start to finish, was under a year, which is fast for me, personally. Mm. Okay. Yeah, and I feel like I was living in a lot of the same ideas, and so they just repeat themselves, and saying All You Got on Wonder and then saying it again on Tommy Dread in a totally different mood and situation is definitely purposeful, that it's the same, but it doesn't mean the same thing.
Right Now in the song It's Lomelda, mm-hmm. there's like a recitation of, I assume, favorite artists, mm-hmm. The band Low, Yola Tango, Frank Ocean, et cetera, et cetera. What do those shout outs mean to you? Do they represent sort of formative influences?
Definitely. Yeah, they're very formative influences. They all recall a specific memory for me. Listening to the music reminds me of being in a certain place with a certain group of people, and all of those factors are what make me and also what make Lomelda. Song's pretty straightforward.
Well, the album is called Hannah by Lomelda. It is the work of Hannah Reed. And the song you're going to do next for us, Polyurethane, an improbably prosaic title for what is a very sad song. Or at least that's how it presents to me. And once again, you get a kind of repetition of phrases. The opening track of the album, Kisses, has this phrase, light like kisses. And that phrase recurs in this song, Polyurethane. Does it mean something different by the time we've gotten to this track on the record?
Definitely.
All right. Let's hear the performance. Hannah Reed, a.k.a. Lomelda, with guitar in hand, at home in L.A., and a performance of Polyurethane.
I cry.
That is Hannah Reid, a.k.a. LaMelda, performing a song that is on the latest LaMelda record called Hannah. That song is called Polyurethane. Hannah, there's a little creaking on the floor at the very end of that performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard a little bit of puppy whimpering there. What's going on? You're not alone in that room after
no,
all.
No, I'm not alone in here after all. I've got a sweet little puppy named Bobby, who is keeping me company and making all sorts of cute little creaks.
Does he like your music? Do you play to him?
You know, I haven't decided. Sometimes Bobby gets a little scared from the sounds, and other times Bobby just falls straight to sleep.
Now, on your Bandcamp page, there's a photo of you with guitar in hand, but it's pretty clearly a nylon string, you know, a classical guitar. What are you playing? What are you playing these days?
Well, I still have that guitar, and it's on the record a little bit. But lately, I mostly play the one that's in the videos. It's a Waterloo. It's the nicest instrument I've ever owned in my life. It's so nice. But it's a pretty little steel string, like parlor size. Guitar made by these people right outside of Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that you were listening to Anjimile's performance on Soundcheck. So you've heard their record as well?
Yes, it's amazing. I'm a big fan.
You know, I'm not surprised because the two of you seem to kind of, you know, draw from the pages of your diaries as kind of fodder. And you know, many songwriters, especially kind of singer-songwriter types, have to occasionally step back and say, no, look, these are songs. I don't do all these things that are in all these songs. But in their case and in your case, it seems like there really is a very close... I mean, that seems to be what this record, Hannah, is all about.
Yeah. Definitely. It's a very, very fine line between what is my life and what is the song, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they're not the same thing, even though the experiences inform the songs for sure. And that I'm not trying to create a fiction, but I think that just by the nature of writing and singing it in a song, it becomes a fiction of sorts.
Right. And if you do it right, something very personal and individual resonates widely with other people.
Yeah, I can't believe how true that is. Surprises me still.
Well, the album is called Hannah, and I'm just really impressed by this record, and really delighted that you were able to join us today and play some of it for us. Hannah Reid, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Let's hope we see you out on the road again sooner rather than later.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
And that'll do it for this remote edition of Soundcheck. Watch the videos of LaMelda's performances for us today on our YouTube channel or at newsounds.org. And you can see and hear the Anjimale performance that Hannah Reid was talking about a moment ago. That's on our website as well. Again, that's newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time. I'm